Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. How about a little bit of an alert slash suggestive podcast here, suggestive episode, rather. I want you to listen to this. This is from the Jennifer Hudson Show.
Was chief in disguise.
What all did that entail?
The office I worked in was like the Q in James Bond. We were the Q for the CIA and the intelligence community. So there were different parts of it. Whatever you needed, if you needed a bug, if you needed secret writing or a micro dot or a concealment device or whatever you needed, you had to come to us and we'll put something together for you.
What's the most memorable moment from being in disguise for you?
There were a number of them, but one that has to stand out, I went to the White House. Mm-hmm. And I briefed George H.W. Bush, the president at the time, while I was wearing a full face mask. So we're sitting like this close together, and I'm telling him that I'm going to show him the best disguise that we have. And he's looking for a bag, like, where is it? I said, well, I'm wearing it, and I'm going to take it off. And I reached to start taking it off, and he said, stop. And he got up and he walked and he looked and he looked and he didn't know it was a mask. He wasn't sure what I was wearing. He sat back down. He said, okay. So I took it off and I was holding it up in the air so he could see it. My whole head. It had hair and a face and a neck.
So you could walk around as someone else.
Absolutely.
And that would be the disguise.
Absolutely.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. I think you know what this is about. The debate is tonight. The debate is tonight. Now, everybody knows who's paying any attention at all that it's not that the emperor has no clothes, though metaphorically that works. It's that he has no brain. We're getting closer to Wizard of Oz. Okay, he has a low-functioning brain at this point. If he is on the ball, guys, stop letting yourselves be tricked. As people do this low-level garbage like, what does he have in plan for Trump? He doesn't have anything in plan for Trump. He's incapable. If he takes an hour and is absolutely on the ball and doesn't have any major verbal gaffes, it ain't him. Now, we can explain what ain't him is, or we can speculate. We don't have to know for sure. Is it a mask? Is it a great imposter who got plastic surgery? Is it that he's been given some kind of a super pill or some kind of artificial intelligence supplementation of some kind for the night? Who knows? But the truth of the matter is, let's use common sense. If he is on the ball for 30 to 45 minutes to an hour, it is not Joe Biden. So, as to this video, as it makes it a possibility, because she said George H.W. Bush. So we're talking senior. He was out in 92, right? So that was 32 years ago. Well, at least 32 years ago that she was showing someone who, the other great con of recent American history is that he was a CIA director, assistant CIA director, and nobody voting at the time got told about it. So she's not just tricking anybody. She's tricking somebody with an intelligence background. And yes, they had a picture on the episode. It was up on the back if you try to go find that. Jennifer Hudson Show, Q of the CIA, mask maker, whatever you'd like. And you'll see that on the back wall or, you know, virtually on the broadcast, they showed the stills of her having it off and holding it out in front of her and it looking like, you know, a head. That was 32 years ago. And also, I think I did an episode on this, but I'm not utterly certain. These strange things, when I think of, like, I don't want to say AI, but some kind of mechanical supplementation, something going on. During the last debate, this was absolutely and positively verified. I went back and watched the original feeds and found it. And there were these things coming out of Biden's sleeves. I don't care if you think I'm crazy or not. I'm smart enough to evaluate things. And they looked, in essence, like earthworms, you know, jutting out of his sleeve. But there were two of them, and they were moving despite gravity. So as Biden puts up his sleeve, you can see it on kind of the inside wrist. One, then two comes up. They're not popping out because he throws his arm out. And they're not just still there when he throws his arm up and then retract because, you know, eventually the angle and the gravity makes them go out. There's two different ones. It is freaking weird. I don't know if he's been mechanically supplemented or sometimes he is. Remember, he was falling down 4 years ago. He's falling down now. He was allegedly okay the last debate. And I didn't know how that could be. But let me find a couple gaffes just to remind you of what this guy is doing and saying these days. All right, how about this one? How can America be defined? Hey, non-president Joe Biden, how can America be defined?
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping, traveling with him. I think we traveled 17,000 miles when I was vice president. I don't know that for a fact. America is...
Okay, so let's just say that... you throw out the, oh, he didn't trip over his tongue. He did somersaults over his tongue. He did a gymnastic routine over his tongue. Well, so let's take that out. Where was a single word? Because after he corrected himself, there was no single word. A, when the part that he did have to say again was not a single word. What?
Nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with miles when I was vice president. I don't know that for a fact. With them, I think we traveled 17,000 miles when I was vice president. I don't know that for a fact. Traveling with him, I think we traveled with Xi Jinping. Traveling with him, I think we traveled 17,000 miles when I was vice president. I don't know that for Xi Jinping. Traveling with him, I think we traveled 17,000 miles when I was vice president.
What? If he has it together tonight for 30 minutes or 45 or an hour, it ain't him. I'll say again, maybe he's supplemented. Maybe he's mechanized. Maybe he's been given some kind of, you know, Iron Man suit shots. I don't know. But it ain't him. Let's find another one.
We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy and the guys who are the kleptocracies. Putin's kleptocracy and the guys who are the kleptocracies. We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury.
If he is with it for 30 minutes or 45 or 60 minutes, it ain't him. Okay, for this one, I want you to hear he's fairly coherent, relatively, for him. But yet, it's still... He's not with it. He's making it through, but he's mushed brain. Here, he doesn't actually do gymnastic routines over his tongue. But he's clearly not a good speaker and not a powerful speaker. I want you just here to listen to the delivery, because it's not just the tripping over words that we're talking about. It's his general brain fogginess. It doesn't come out right.
We were talking about it on the way over, what got me involved in politics. I got involved in politics because I think the greatest sin that anyone can commit is the abuse of power. Whatever that power is, the power of a teacher, the power of a doctor, the power of a leader. When someone who is relying on you, or you cannot, just abuse of power. We were talking about it on the way over, what got me.
So see, that's an example of, even at his best, first of all, he's a liar. He's the one who, after people had a year to decide whether or not to put something in their arm, he still made them, or they had to lose their careers. People died because he said, your personal choices are not your personal choices, even though it's been a year since the threat supposedly was around. But listen again, rewind. So the sharpness, if there's a sharp speaker, like I'm speaking right now, if there's an orator with crispness to the words that he speaks, if he enunciates very well and with vigorous starts and stops to his words, that ain't him. I don't know what they've done with him. Had they supplemented him in some mechanized way? Had they given him some Iron Man super juice? Had they done the CIA masks? I don't know. But if he's crisp, like I'm talking right now, it ain't him.
Here's an oldie but a goodie.
Power. It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line. Women are not without electoral and or political, or precise, not and or political power. That's another percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line. Women are not without electoral and or political, or maybe precise, not and or political power. That's another saying that you, the women of America, can determine the outcome of this issue. I don't think the court, or for that matter, the Republicans. It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line. Women are not without electoral. The percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line. Women are higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
If he is on the ball tonight for 30 minutes or 45 or 60, it ain't him. I don't know what they've done with him. I don't know if they've mechanically supplemented him in some way. I don't know if they've given him Iron Man super juice. I don't know if it's a mask, but it ain't him.
And how about another, just for kicks?
That American consumers are facing real confidence in our economy we're building. Let me tell you who else is noticing that. Donald Trump. Did you see what he recently said about the West? He wants to see the economy crash this year? A sitting president. As they say in my faith, bless me, Father. That American consumers are facing real confidence in our economy we're building. Let me tell you who else is noticing that.
See, this is what I'm talking about. He's not even using phrases that make sense. He's not there. He's not crisp. American consumers are facing real confidence, that's not a phrase that people make. And then he had a blah, blah, blah in between there. And then, oh, the old fart almost made a point. Let's give him a little blase. Hey, he's sharper than someone that's entirely dead. All right, guys, I just wanted to get you in the right mind frame. We could find many, many more, but we're running out of time before now in the quote debate anyway, so I'll get this posted. Thanks for listening. Catch me on the Scales of Truth, and then also on Chemology 411 with Ken Schultz.